A new study conducted by Czech specialists on substance addiction has suggested that the problem of alcohol abuse is worsening in the Czech Republic. The study, to be published in the Central European Journal of Public Health, suggested that as much as 30% of Czech men are problem drinkers, while the number is 9% for women, risking health and possible addiction through their drinking habits. Dr. Karel Nešpor, one of the country's well-known experts on the treatment of addiction at Prague's Bohnice Psychiatric Hospital, agrees the numbers are worrying.
Alcohol consumption is consistently high in this country. We have one of the highest alcohol consumption, per capita alcohol consumption in Europe.
What is alarming is that a number of hazardous drinkers may not realize the risk. Experts stress that it can be a fine line between when alcohol goes from being part of an ordinary social life to an insurmountable problem. Karel Nešpor again.
The amount of alcohol is not the main point. There are many people with great tolerance or great resistance to alcohol, but there are a great number of people for whom really very small amount of alcohol may cause considerable damage. For example, if they take some medication, or maybe women during pregnancy. So the amount of alcohol varies individually. There are some people for whom the safe amount of alcohol is zero.
Monika Plotcová is a Prague-based psychotherapist helping women overcome alcohol addiction. She agrees that people often do underestimate the problem.
Usually it starts with light drinking, say a glass of wine a day, and that situation can continue for years. But then something happens that changes everything. It's a very fragile moment, and it's impossible to say when you will cross the line and find yourself on the other side. So you keep drinking and don't think you have a problem, or you tell yourself that you don't. And then suddenly you begin to feel that something is no longer right.
After that, it becomes extremely difficult, especially for many female drinkers, to admit what's happened because of the stigma associated with alcohol abuse. And families with no previous experience in addiction are often also at a strong disadvantage, often failing to realize for some time just how serious the problem has become. Specialist Karel Nešpor again.
We may say that probably the most important feature of alcohol dependence is lost or impaired control. These people drink alcohol even in inappropriate situations, and they are not able to control the amount of alcohol. So for such people, abstinence, sobriety, total sobriety would be the safest choice.
Families with a parent or child addicted to alcohol often face long or even unsuccessful trials of getting their loved one, often in denial, to undergo treatment. Only alcoholics who are suicidal or a threat to their environment receive court orders. Otherwise, families are largely on their own. Psychotherapist Monika Plotcová knows the dangers. 10 years ago, before helping people today, she too had to overcome alcohol addiction.
Facing the problem is extremely difficult, and beginning treatment, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. For everyone, it's different, but all patients, including me 10 years ago, feel that their world has turned inside out. They have hit rock bottom and fear the future. There doesn't seem to be any solution. During 11 weeks of treatment, a bit of hope gradually begins to emerge, and a person begins to gain self-awareness and hopefully regains reasons to live. But it's a very long process, one that does not end with initial treatment but continues with outpatient programs.
To je hrozně těžký a pracujeme na tom v rámci doléčovacích skupin a v rámci následné péče po ústavní.
Relapses are common and failure rates high, but according to Monika Plotcová, patients have to keep trying, and there are of course those who succeed fully, discovering a new focus in their lives.
V rámci toho té sebereflexe vnitřní, kdy si člověk opravdu sahne do sebe.
Some dig deep and are able to discover an inner potential they never knew they had. In my case, I learned I could write and could also help others. Someone else may find painting or go back to school. Sometimes these kinds of discoveries are possible.
Takže tohle jsou všechno takové hodnoty, které se jakoby vynořejí z duše zevnitř.
Most specialists in the field stress that overcoming addiction is a lifelong battle where former patients can be successful only if they honestly address the risks and put their mind to finding activities, hobbies or work to replace the hole left by the absence of drink. Bohnice Psychiatric Hospital's Karel Nešpor once again.
The chances are definitely higher, but definitely they are not cured. Because after, for example, these 6 weeks, the alcohol dependence and craving and things like that, there is lower intensity of craving, there is better self-control. But definitely the problem isn't solved. We work here as somebody showing the right way, guiding people through the first steps, but definitely we are not able to take them through the whole way.
As for problem drinking examined in the recent study, Karel Nešpor says a single major step by the government would go a long way in curbing hazardous consumption, a step he and others in the field believe would have a significant impact. Raising the tax on beer and other alcoholic beverages so they might cost more than juice or soft drinks.
Many simple non-alcoholic or soft drinks or non-alcoholic beverages are more expensive than beer. It is ridiculous. I can't remember any country over the world where something like this is tolerated. People should know that it is unfair if alcohol industry takes away the profits and leave to state people damaged by alcohol, unable to work or pay taxes. So this should be compensated, and it is quite rational, and from the point of view of total alcohol consumption is also effective.